Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight's our 356 Blog Talk Radio show. And you can find all our shows here on Blog Talk Radio along with all our interviews. You can find us on Facebook at Diva of Dole and also on Twitter at Diva of Dole and also on our iTunes. And hopefully everything is going to work this week. Kind of had a bit of technical trouble, but I got through and didn't get dropped. So I'm Marianne, and you can find me at Mama Hooch on Twitter. And we have Jen with us here tonight. Hi, Jen.
I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
And it looks like Anna's here. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Hey,
you
Anna.
Can find me at, hello. You can find me at Coffee Hooch on Twitter.
Okay, and you can find Diva Carey at Diva Abdul on Twitter. She's not feeling well, and she won't be here tonight, I don't think. So we hope she's feeling a little better. And also you can find at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Twitter, and also at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, and at Kill Trip USA, who is in Buchanan. So, to how everybody's, I know, Anna, you didn't get a chance to watch, and if you get a chance to watch any of the show, you said?
I just got
you were
Monday.
Busy?
just Monday.
You just got Monday
and,
okay.
I didn't get to watch anything else online because it was all preempted the rest of the week, so.
Yeah.
I was online.
Or
I didn't get the chance
app.
To do that yet. Yeah.
And online. Okay. Well, we can talk and you can. And tell us what you think. What went on? Like, Jen, did you watch?
Yes, yeah, I binge watched today.
You binge watched, yeah. So I have a little. Let's see. I guess I can start with the whole Vivian and Yvonne and the twins. It's kind of Lonnie and Eli finally got out, and actually they didn't really show us how they got out. It's just Vivian. Went to, because they were making all this loud noise and Yvonne was trying to cover up their screaming and pounding on the door by playing all this loud music.
Yeah.
So she told him to turn it down and then she heard it and why she thought she could go there and like they weren't going to overtake her and, you know, so it just showed her going to confront them and then what the next scene it shows them coming out with holding a gun or I don't know. We didn't even see that part. Did you find that kind of strange?
I know, it's like, what happened?
Yeah, anyway. It's like something was missing. But anyway, so they got their twins back. And so they both got into jail. And I don't know, Anna, if you didn't get this. This happened, I think, on Friday? With Kate
Yeah,
and,
I didn't see any of that. Oh,
yeah,
what?
That was a Kate. Good Kate scene. Kate and Jake confronted Vivian.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's say Kate, they brought Vivian in for questioning and she was talking to Eli first or Rafe. I forget who one of them cops. And she was playing crazy. Like she was actually thinking that the twins were really hers and that they were babies and please take me back to my babies. And Eli says, you know, cut the crap and all that stuff, you know, and, finally he goes out and then Jake, you know, somebody told Jake, you know, your mother's alive.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So they
Kate
come back.
Did.
Yeah. So they, Kate did. Okay. Cause somebody tipped her off, somebody in the mayor's office or something called
it.
Yeah. They had Vivian, you know, Vivian went to jail and they have Yvonne and Vivian for kidnapping the twins. So they come down to the police station. And didn't you find it kind of strange? Like the cops, he said, okay, well, you can go in and talk to her. Maybe you can get something out of her, but I'll just have a cop standing outside.
Yeah.
And they just let Kate and Jake go in to harass Vivian. Not question her, but more, you know, Kate, you know, Kate's not going to be nice. So she goes in and she says, well, who are you two? You know, and I think Kate's the one that said, cut the crap, Vivian. You know, you know who I am, and this is your son, Jake. No, my Jake is a little baby. I just have to answer my baby. She says something. And she brought up about her being, like, being too old, you know. Well, how old you are? You know, you had him decades and decades ago. So, yeah, and Kate's more or less telling her about, oh, I know you and what you did to me, taking my embryo and, you know, my son and planting it. And, you know, they brought up that history. But Vivian wasn't budging on that. So they go out. And
well, in Vivian's defense, she didn't really know that the babies had been kidnapped. I mean, she was being dumb. But Yvonne was the one that stole the babies, right?
Right.
I mean,
but that has, I don't know if Vivian's going to take the fall for him or if Yvonne will tell them. But right now, I guess they think Vivian is involved. You know what I mean? The cops think Vivian was, you know, and nobody's saying otherwise. But she's just saying, oh, these babies weren't kidnapped. They're mine. They're mine. You know, she's trying to play stupid, play dumb, like the crazy defense. But so Kate has this idea. She says, I know Vivian, and I know what we can, you know, what will really get her, you know, what, you know, she really loves her. If one thing about Vivian, she really loves her kids and she's going to hate this. So she goes in with Jake and she says to Vivian, you know, Vivian, I have a new man in my life. And Vivian says, well, what do I care? And she says, well, who is that? And she says, oh, it's somebody much younger than me. And she said, and he's right here. You know, it's Jake. And then they start kissing. And she just jumps up. She says, get away from my son. You know, she's right away. Kate knew that if she did that, she said that,
Oh, my God.
So that was Kate's
way. I'm dying. I've got to see this.
Yeah,
oh,
it was good. That was one of the good Kate and Vivian scenes. And I have to say, I don't know if you remember how we talked last week about Vivian just wasn't Vivian that Linda did.
Yeah, no.
She got a little bit, I don't know if you, a little bit like nastier and a little bit more of the nastier Vivian came out in scenes this week about with the babies and about like going after Lonnie and all that. She did you notice that, Jen, too? I don't know.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of a difference. So
maybe
I don't
she didn't
know
have
if,
a reason to be nasty when it was just Yvonne,
yeah,
you know,
maybe she
and
was
her
playing it that way with the baby. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. But you did see a little bit of that, just even in her expressions. You could see more of like what Vivian would have been and the way she said it and stuff. So she was, it was a little better. But the scenes with Kate and Vivian were good. And then we had.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. You saw Monday. I'm not sure what was on. Was the Kate and Jake scene?
Monday
on?
Was
Kate and Jake
on Monday and talking about how he actually, you know, he told her that he had turned Gabby down for Gabby Sheik. And they were talking and he said, Ellen, I took Tony's advice and da-da-da. And she was kind of like, well, maybe Tony should come back to Demira and all. And said,
yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I like what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And then
she said that.
I don't know. I was thinking about somebody else coming back to Demira. And she's like, who? And she's like, he's like, you. And she's like, oh, I don't know. I said, I love what I do for A, you know, with Abe. And I really love what I do. And I don't know that I want to do that or whatever. So, and then even Chad, when he came in to talk to her later, she said, I think it was Chad, that she told him that, they had a good talk. And she said that Jake had asked her if she would come back to Demira to work with him. And she said she would think about it, but she wasn't jumping at it. So anyway.
Yeah. So those were.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think that was
she kind of wanted to be reassured in a way too that he didn't turn Gabby mm-hmm. down just because for personal reasons, uh-huh. but you know, like I think she was like, okay, is he turning her down because doesn't want to be tempted to have her flirting around and flaunting herself all over all day long, you know, that kind of thing. And that came up with somebody else later. I can't remember who, but Jake had a scene with somebody. Can't even remember who it was now, but they were talking about Gabby.
I think it was Abby.
Yeah, that's right. They ran into each other outside mm-hmm. of the pub.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway.
I don't know because I'm not sure what days any of this happened, but the scenes
wait.
Of course,
another thing with Kate.
But go ahead.
Did attach Kate. Kate did have some good scenes. She saw Laura walking into the Salem Inn.
Oh, yeah, Kate
and
Laura.
And she stopped
yeah.
her.
Uh-huh.
And they had some good scenes, like basically like hypocrisy much, you know, because Laura was like trying to be all high and mighty. She's like, it seems to me you've done a pretty good job of ruining your own face. She's like, something like you tried to ruin my family or whatever. And she goes, well, it seems like you did a pretty good job of that all on your own. like, zing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the whole Bill Horton,
okay,
you know, you ruined my family, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was that mm-hmm. on the beginning of the week?
That
yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
sometimes
on Monday,
by the time
I get. That's the only day I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
One, of course, okay. Laura.
That's
which, yeah,
I saw
very
that
good.
Today. All right.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, because they have that history, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
With whole,
mm-hmm. I'm glad they brought that
Lucas
out, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So,
so
that was Laura on her way to see.
Trying to make her feel horrible
right.
about her and about, you know, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
She ended up, you know, really messing her family
and
up on her own.
And how hypocritical that was. She did enough of a job on her own family. Didn't need her help.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So that was when Laura was on her way to see Gwen. And, of course, we
yep.
all know what happened. Mm-hmm. It ended where, like, Gwen was on the floor and she was crying. And we did see that she came and tried, you know, oh, she's dead. You know, and she's
yeah.
panicked, so she calls her dad. Who did she call?
Mm-hmm.
Jack. And says, you need to get over here
wait,
right
so,
away. And
well, was it an accident? What happened? Was it an accident?
Yeah. Well, we didn't see that, but when Jack come over, God, he sees Laura, and he says, you know, right away he thinks, oh, you killed her? And she said, no, it was an accident. This is what Gwen is saying.
Yeah,
that,
she fell and hit her head.
She must have... Yeah, she pushed her because they did. She had grabbed her, and they were struggling.
Was the Willow Stark Memorial Rock anywhere nearby?
No,
it was a table edge. But we didn't actually see the struggle. They didn't flashback it. We're just hearing Gwen's story.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
at least,
she did.
Yeah.
Okay.
She seemed. She seemed like she was telling the truth. She seemed sincere. Like she pushed her and she hit her head.
Yeah.
And it was an accident,
mm-hmm.
but then, you know, so, but she's still saying, well, now you got to help me get rid of her. You know, she wanted Jack to help her cover it up.
She should have called Kate.
Jack
she should have burned the bridges with Kate.
Yeah.
Kate's good at that.
And Jack said, no, I can't do that to Jennifer. So he convinces her, he calls Rafe and explains everything, says that he just got here and, you know, and what happened. And, of course, Rafe takes her down to question her and things.
Uh-huh.
So, but it seems like she's being, you know, truthful about it. So Jack had to go and tell
Abby
about it. Yeah. So they were just all crying.
Of course,
he just says,
make...
Laura's gone. Of course, Jack didn't really tell them what happened, right, Jen?
Oh,
right? They never got into that. It just, yeah.
Oh, boy.
So we still haven't seen, it was just him breaking the news that Laura was dead. So. We haven't seen, they have not yet known that Gwen is involved in this. So they don't know that yet. We haven't, you know, we haven't seen that yet. So, but I'm sure eventually we will. And then I heard in a spoiler that when they do an autopsy or something, that there was some kind of medical thing wrong with her too, or something, that might come out. That maybe, I don't know, but that's kind of what I've been hearing. So, I don't know. Yeah. So, let's see. Okay. Let's So with, we had a little bit of Chad and Abby. Abby decides to move back into the mansion, whatever, and trying to give Chad a chance, but
he
has to regain her trust.
Oh, darn. Oh, darn. I missed that
part.
Darn. Oh, my. I am not sure what I will do about
and
that.
Actually,
I wonder,
when she
and the,
walked in.
The worst part is, on demand, you can't fast forward. No, I'm kidding. I'm scared.
No, you can't. But anyway, when she walked in, he had his shirt off, which there wasn't much to see. So you didn't miss much there either.
That was at the end.
Chad
with his shirt off. At the end of Monday's episode, he had taken his shirt off because the kids had gotten paint on.
Yes, that's it. Yeah,
that
was it. And that's when Chad, Abby moved in, and I said, there's a reason Chad doesn't take his shirt off that often. Sorry, sorry, Billy, but
no offense, but he ain't no
he ain't no
in that department.
He's
missing,
Brady.
Some
no.
chest hair.
Or Lucas.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
And Teo with no chest hair. Yeah. Well, none of them have chest hair, for goodness sakes, you know, anymore. Mm. Anyway, let's see. Mm. So, yeah, so that wasn't – so whether she's going to – I mean, we know she's going to forgive him, whatever. So what? Who cares? And then we had Victor and Xander. Victor threw Xander under the bus again, and I would be pissed if I was with Xander. He took Philip back once again.
He did. I saw that part.
He took Philip back. Did no penalty. No, nothing.
Yeah.
Just back like nothing ever happened. You know.
Wow.
And Xander's pissed and he quits. So I don't know where this will be going. What's going to happen there? So that's why he quit. So I think he went to tell Sarah, but I heard that those scenes got cut. So I don't know.
Oh, really?
Ron had tweeted
that,
that he had went to tell Sarah. Yeah, so those scenes got cut. So I don't know what's going on. Because the only time we saw Sarah, we saw her with a new haircut, which I do not care for. I like that little curly, bouncy stuff on her hair, but she looks totally different.
The new haircut from last year was cute, but a newer haircut? Mm-hmm.
This is a newer one. Yeah, it's very short and, I don't know, just not as... nice as the other one that she had.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason we saw her is, well, she was with Kayla and Steve and was going to surprise Kayla with, you know, getting married.
A wedding.
But he wasn't going to do it with a wedding and surprise her. But then he canceled it then because of what happened to Laura, because Steve and Jennifer were supposed to be their best man and maid of honor. But then he was talking to Jack, and Jack said not to cancel it, you know, to go ahead and just have the wedding. So then he asked Tripp, and then Kayla asked, you know, Sarah came with her to the pub. And then they ran into Abe. Marlena called and said she couldn't officiate because her and John were sick. So they
food
happened
poisoning.
To run into Abe. So Abe, food poisoning. Oh, what happened there? So Abe officiated at their wedding, just a short little sweet wedding where they had their vows. What is it? They were married for the third time, did they say? Third or fourth. So, yeah. And the last. That's what Kayla, that was kind of a little joke. And this better be the last. You know, the last time they get married. So, Steve and Kayla fans, I guess, were happy. Or should have been happy, I guess, that they had that. What did everybody think of Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, God.
I know Diva Carey was like...
Haven't seen it, but it's definitely going to
like
be fast-forward material for me when I get to that part.
Romeo, on there. It just seems so fun. Just, I don't know. Especially her interpretation of Juliet, it was like... kind of a little over the top. I guess Ben's wasn't so bad, but I always thought Shakespeare was kind of funny anyway. I don't know about you. I mean, we all read the play. We all have seen the movie. And it was – so basically what it is they had the same dream. With Romeo. She was Juliet. And they both wake up suddenly. And so Claire comes over and she's talking to Ben. And Ben's telling her, I know she's alive because she's, you know, this is what she's telling me. Because he tells Claire that he never read the book, never saw the movie, had no idea, just a vague idea of what the play was about. didn't know any of the lines, but he could fluently speak the lines, like to Claire. So that was his reasoning. So, and then what the other one is when Romeo killed, when she Romeo thinks that she's dead, but she's really not. And then he, you know, drinks poison, and she wakes up, and then puts the dagger, and I guess he figures, well, that's Sierra's way of saying, wait, don't jump the gun, I'm really alive, you know, come and find me, and don't give up. So that was the whole gist of that. So, but yeah, you can fast forward through the Romeo and Juliet part.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, so then it, on the end of Fridays, Rhodes comes in and says he has a Valentine's date for Valentine's Day. So he leaves, but he forget, he brings her food or something on a little tray, but he leaves his cell phone. So she gets a hanger. She must have a, she must have a bathroom. You know, she's just, we always see her just in that bed. She went into another room, or she must have a closet. Anyway, she found a hanger, brought it out, and moved that cart or whatever over. So she got the phone, and she's in the process of calling Ben. And Jen, I don't know about you, but did you, were you screaming at Ben, answer the phone?
Yeah.
He looks at the phone and says, unknown number. And he's like, you know how you get that when you get a phone and you see unknown number? Oh, I'm not picking it up. But doesn't he think that maybe Sierra is, could be using somebody's phone to call him? It's like, duh. Yeah. So he's like debating whether to pick up the phone. So I just thought that was kind of funny. He's like, geez, Ben, don't be so dumb. So, so we had that. All right. And I did either one of you see the a visit from Susan to Kristen? Was that this week? Well, that was this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you say?
Kristen wanted to trade places with her. It's like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She wants her. I did anybody? We all saw that coming, right? And Kristen.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, Susan's kind of afraid to do it. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Wouldn't
that,
you
that
be?
Should be.
You actually think Kristen's going to come back in?
Yeah, that should be interesting. And I hear there's a spoiler that Lonnie comes to visit Kristen, and at that time it's really Susan. Mm. And Susan's all worked up because she thinks Lonnie's going to see through her, which you think Lonnie would. I don't know. So we'll have to see how that, you know, plays out. So, I don't know. But it's fun seeing Susan. She's a hoot. And I think she's going to be more involved in the helping Ben and Claire find Sierra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just hope they do it soon. The storyline's dragging.
Yeah. Oh, you mean with Sierra being... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No more dreams. I don't know. What other dream could they have? You know, what, some other lover love story? You know, I don't know. What else do we have? Do you think of anything? Oh, Charlie
and Ava.
Yeah, and Ava. They had scenes where he's more or less telling her, you know, and he was threatening her because she says, well, even if they can't get him on the rape charges, that she can still press charges for kidnapping her and drugging her. And he's about ready. He's starting to choke her and Rafe and Nicole walk in.
I'm like,
but,
bummer.
Wait, he was starting to choke who?
Wait,
he was starting
Charlie
to choke
was
who?
Starting to choke Ava.
Oh.
Charlie. Yeah, because he says, well, what you can't press charges if you're dead.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the bad Charlie didn't have his
glasses
on, so he was bad Charlie.
Did he have glasses on?
No glasses,
no,
Charlie.
Okay.
No glasses, Charlie. Yeah. So, and then right then, Rafe and Nicole walked in. But it's funny, Ava didn't say, I mean, they kind of saw that he had her hands on him, but Ava didn't say anything. Ava could have pressed charges right then and there, and they could have taken him away, but she didn't. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was there anything new with Rafe and Nicole? I don't think.
Nicole wants Ava to live with Rafe.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She said, oh, you could come with me, but I'm already too crowded in her little apartment, you know, with Allie and the baby.
Yeah.
She says, but Rafe has enough room for you.
That's convenient.
So,
that's convenient.
Yeah, because there was rumors that maybe it's going to be Rafe and Ava and not Rafe and Nicole. I don't know. I think they're trying to redeem Ava.
Yeah,
Ava,
I'm sure
is what it's looking like.
Any good police commissioner would want to have a mob boss in their house, you know, under the roof.
A racist, a murderer, why not, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's what I'm thinking. They're trying to redeem her.
Ava's got to get off her high horse.
Well, wait, didn't Ava have her own place to begin with?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't she go back to her own place?
Yeah, she was staying. I don't know. Maybe because, I don't know, she did have her own
place because
Charlie has his
Trip
own.
Trip was even moving in with her, remember? When
yeah.
He was moving in with
right.
her the night that he found that she had been kidnapped.
I guess if she's not alone to keep her safe, probably, from Charlie or from whatever.
Okay.
I guess,
That makes sense. That would be like safe, like.
Like safe,
Are we going to do? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
What do we call them? We call Rava?
Rafe?
I don't.
Ava?
Rava? I don't know. There's nothing really that goes with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. She's the biggest hypocrite, though. Oh, my God. After all the crap she pulled.
All right. Yeah. Well, they're all hypocrites. Every one of them. But yeah. Yeah, she's not.
Yeah, I mean, she raped Steve, tried to kill Kayla, killed Sean Brady. It's like, seriously?
Yes. Really? Yeah, always been trying to break up Steve and Kayla. I don't know if she's still on that kick. She has seemed to kind of gotten away from that now that she's involved with her sons, so I don't know if she's kind of gotten away from that, and all of a sudden she's friends with Nicole and she's friends with Kristen, the whole Kristen. I don't even remember Kristen and Ava.
Me either.
I don't remember Kristen and Nicole being friends either.
Nope.
I don't know when that came about. So, and there was no Tony and Anna, so I don't know when they'll be back. They'll be back, so see some more of them. I don't know. They weren't on at all this week anyway.
Nope.
No. And I did hear in the spoilers that Clive will be back, and Orpheus and Evan.
Somehow, Clyde
I think
who?
Orpheus.
And Evan.
I heard Orpheus is supposed to be involved with the kidnapping of Sierra. With Rhodes, I guess Vincent, but I think somehow he's involved with it too.
You know why that happens? It's because we used to have strong Dimira villains, and now we don't have them, and so they have to keep recycling these like old villains that are supposed to be in prison.
Yeah.
And the first few times I could kind of get it, but it's getting a little old, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I always like seeing James Reed. No, you know, I always enjoy seeing him on camera. But I'm just kind of like the whole Orpheus thing is getting a little old. I can even see Clyde, you know, circling back like to help his son or to get out for some reason or another. That I can kind of see, but I just the Orpheus thing. I mean, not that I have anything against the guy who plays him, but I just. That just gets to be like we need a villain, and we don't have Stefano anymore, and all of the remaining Dimeras have been watered down. No offense, but I mean Tony's a good guy, but they've been watered down to the point.
We need Andre. Maybe
none of them are gonna be the kind of people who can wreak the kind of havoc and have cachet.
And
for
even
that.
Andre. Was so bad, but then when he came back the last time, he kind of found his heart, you know, with Kate and stuff.
Yeah,
so he kind of really wasn't even as bad.
Yeah, that part was
good.
That
was fun. Yeah,
I don't know. That's the only reason I don't like that.
Victor the Shell.
Yeah, that's true. Victor's got Maggie. He's been cuffed at the he's been tapped at the knees,
yes,
so to speak, if you will. Which is about where it probably is at this point. <I'm just honest. laughs> Sorry. Did I say that?
I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Didn't mean that. I was really not trying to be ugly. Victor. I really wasn't. No, I love it.
I know Victor.
Victor
must. Victor must still
trying
have
to be
some.
Ugly at all.
Yeah.
Hey,
Victor must still have some.
I love Victor. I mean,
he got the
whole mob situation.
Yes.
Got them paid off.
He went to Philly.
Got that whole thing.
And
yep.
He got Philip off the
yep.
hook. So he has some clout yet.
Out.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love
so,
Don Anna.
So
that
Victor still
shot.
Has it.
Help it. But anyway, so yeah.
Yeah. So he's still, you know, he's still kicking there a little bit, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Good for him. He's still the funniest. I still love his wit so much on the way John delivers the lines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
He's
curious
priceless.
To see what happens with Xander now. Oh, Xander will just leave, or if he'll go to Tamara's, or what he'll do.
Oh,
I hope
he
doesn't
leave. Tamara.
He better not
leave. Yeah, that's what I said. Or maybe will he go to, or start his own business or something?
Oh,
I don't know. Yeah. So
well,
I haven't heard anything about him, and even just wonder what he's going
to
do.
When I saw Gabby go to him to get him to do the Titan thing, you know, the Gabby Sheik, I was thinking,
right, maybe
they'll
start their own
business. I know that the spoilers were that she was going after Philip to make Kate mad and also
right.
make Jake jealous.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that would have been interesting. Xander, the gray boy and the gray girl, that would have been interesting. So.
Yeah, I would like to see them two get together and maybe
mm-hmm.
start their own
mm-hmm.
company, you know, take Gabby Sheik
mm-hmm.
and have him, like, get them go out on their own. And, yeah, that could be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Hmm.
And I always thought Xander and Chloe, maybe. And I know they're setting up like the Chloe Brady, Chloe Phillip. I don't know. But Brady, I don't know where they're going with her. So, but then Lucas is supposed to be back. You know, Brian Totillo's on contract.
Yeah,
so
where is he?
He's coming back for some reason. So what more is he going to? Maybe he's going to have a story. He's going to obviously have more of a storyline. He's coming back on contact.
Well,
they haven't
had Allie on much lately, have they? Maybe they
no,
came
she
back
has not
week.
Been on.
Yeah,
yeah, she hasn't
they
been
kind
on
of been cycling through
that
yeah.
much. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be more with the Charlie storyline. You know, I don't know. They're still going after him with that, or if they're going to try to redeem him, or they're going to kill. And there's supposed to be a murder, a whodunit. So, who gets murdered and what that story is going to be about? I think that's coming up. I think we're on hinted at that. So, is it going to be, you know, some people say it's going to be Charlie. Is it going to be Gwen?
Well, wait a minute.
You know,
is it going
to try to
redeem
Gwen?
Well, isn't it Laura?
I don't think it's Laura. No, I think this
oh.
is
yeah.
I think this is something that's coming up
oh, okay.
later, like in the sweeps.
Mm.
Maybe it'll
okay.
be Ava.
Mm.
Could be. Yeah, I don't know. Because I think somehow they might, if they want to keep Gwen, they're going to somehow try to redeem her, of course, and which there's a way to do that, and also there's a way with Charlie, too, with his split personality.
Yep.
So, yeah, to redeem him. And he's a good actor. I really like him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have to admit he is, because
yeah,
when he wears those
a
glasses,
new character.
He looks so innocent. Like, you can tell the way
his
facial muscles and his eyes, he definitely looks like, you know, like young,
mm-hmm.
young innocent guy. And then when he's without the glasses, he's like, oh. Very crazy
yeah.
guy.
He's like Norman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Emily
like
O'Brien
like,
is really good too. It's Gwen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
she's
she
good.
Really is. She's done great.
Yeah. So
she's
there's some
job.
Two. There's two new characters they brought on that were immediately, you know, you kind of like
yeah.
them right away.
They could
like sometimes
be
other
together.
Ones grow on you. Yeah. So that even
yeah.
the new when they brought Allie back, although Allie's not a new character, it was a new actress and a grown, you know,
yeah,
a more
she
grown
did great.
Role.
She did great.
I mean, she
too.
Was good.
Uh-huh.
I
uh-huh.
like the new Claire too. I think this new
yeah.
Claire makes it easier to see her redeemed.
Yeah.
Where Olivia
yeah.
was good as the crazy Claire was really good as the
right.
I don't know. Maybe this one will still have a chance to play crazy. I don't know. She still could
yeah.
they could still do that too. So I don't know. That's interesting. A lot of the new characters that they've brought on.
Oh yes.
Well, yeah, you have to have crazy. Yeah, every so often somebody's crazy. Villain. Yeah. No. I don't know. Is there anything else? I don't know if we've covered all the storylines. Sometimes
wait,
I miss.
Speaking of crazy,
Jan Spears
is in a
coma,
right? So she can always rise up again. Isn't she back?
Yeah,
was she in a coma all those years, or was she in a? She's in a coma now,
yeah.
Right?
She was in a sanitary, right, where they put her in. She was in a crazy house.
Right.
Because Sammy got her out. Yeah, Sammy got her out.
That's right.
So that's true. She's she's been on, so she was crazy. Yeah, we've had a lot of...
I like her.
A lot of
crack. She was good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad Lucas...
Was there any other things? Yeah, at the beginning of the week, sometimes I forget about things that happened at the beginning of the week.
I heard a thing. Has Candy McCain been let go?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did see
she's
something
gone.
About that.
Yeah, supposedly she goes to Boston or to help with her mother, you know, because of Laura, I don't know, Laura died. Now, whether someone said this might be a while for away then for Missy to come back after a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That
I
this
so.
Could be the way to get her back. I don't know. I haven't heard any that she's ready to come back yet.
What's really sad, though. Yeah, that's true.
But then
they've had so much like good material that would have been great.
Oh,
nothing against Katie McLean. I'm not saying anything against the actress. It's just when you and she had to know coming in to play a character that's been on the show since. For, you know, 30-something years, that would be really hard. And she was brave just to do it. So it's nothing against her. But, you know, I just can't help but think of how everything would have been played if it had been Jennifer, our Jennifer.
Yeah.
You know, going through
right.
So.
I agree.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, but one thing did we talk about at the beginning, we may have already talked about this, but on Monday, Jack did show up at Gwen's place. Did we talk about that? And he begged I wasn't sure if we already talked about that. So he tried to make amends and let her know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and she really didn't want it?
But he truly didn't know. He truly didn't know about her and that he was apologizing for all of her pain and that he did want to be her father if she would accept his apology and also under one condition that she wouldn't go after
Abby
anymore. Yeah,
Abby.
So, and she says,
and
well,
she
said
something about
it
she would think about it. Yeah.
She would take it under
advice. She calls him Daddy.
How
she says Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
But she did call him when she was in trouble.
Good.
She's the only person that she called.
I think that's going to be an interesting relationship to follow. I do. I mean, I do. I really do think she's done a good job. I mean, there are times when I just want to smack that character, but Emily O'Brien has done a great job.
She makes you want to smack her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Sammy. Like, you just want to smack her, but you still
love
to see her cause trouble.
All those reveal episodes where she was like, when she really revealed what had been going on, what happened to her and all, I was like, wow, she did a great job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you know what? And the thing of it is, those pent up feelings aren't going to go away overnight. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. And so, even if she wanted to start with a clean slate, she's had a way of thinking for 30 years. You know, so she's it would have to be a process if it's ever going to happen.
Oh yeah,
we'll see. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anybody hear anything about any new people coming on or going off? I know Sammy's supposed to come back sometime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jen's favorite.
What's that? Oh, Jen.
I like it when Sammy comes back. But yeah, I know.
Jen. Yeah, she's.
I wonder if Will and Sonny.
Yeah.
Will and Sonny.
I like Will and Sonny to come back.
Yeah.
Maybe they will. I mean, we did have them come back a little bit. Sonny was on Zoom and.
Yeah.
And Will was on for a little bit, so I don't know, maybe they will have them back on. Oh, you never know. You never know who's going to show up. You know, there we got Yvonne back. He hadn't been on for quite a while. Seems like he hasn't been on for a while. was in. But still not the same without his madame, you know, without Louise. It's like different, but like, what, I don't know.
Nice to see Linda Dano, but, you know, it is different.
It is different, yeah.
No, I haven't seen them this week, her this week, so I don't.
Yeah, I don't, and I don't know how long she, you know, like Vivian's supposed to be around, you know, how long she's sticking around, or if that was just a short little thing, or I don't know. But now she, you know, with Jake, you know, getting involved in his life would get her back involved with Kate, back involved with the Damaras, so that could be interesting, that whole angle there. So, I don't know if there's anything else going on Days. I know in Soap Opera Digest he had his, you know how they have the whole summer thing, which I think we discussed that before. I don't know. I don't think there's any other news out there. Nobody fired or like.
Not that I know of.
Never know. You never know.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else. I guess that's it. I think we covered everything, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Have a good week, radio
again. Okay,
right,
you too.
Brutal.
Another storm.
I'm sure you guys are getting it in the Midwest. It's bad right now, so I can only imagine.
Yeah, coming
like,
this way.
What it feels like is negative 15, and you're like, I grew up in Arizona and Texas. This is kind of brutal. So good luck. I know
all right.
It's coming your way.
Okay.
It hasn't already, so be safe.
Yeah, see you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.